Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Come out and watch and wager at iconic Santa Anita Park. By Data Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By DKHorse.com, California horse players can watch and wager through DraftKings on racing around the world at DKHorse.com. By Legacy Ranch, get your young horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Northern and Southern California each racing day. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And by the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. And now, here are your hosts, John Lindo and Bob Ike.
Hey, good morning. This is John Lindo. Welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Santa Anita has a 9-race program today. First post time will be 1 p.m. Weather is good, so we'll be all set to go there on the turf. You got the wagers that go between Santa Anita and Golden Gate with the Golden Hour Daily Double and the Golden Hour Pick 4. And, of course, the coast-to-coast that flip-flops between Gulfstream Park and Santa Anita. So a lot going on there. And to catch us up on some of the events from this last week, both on and off the track, a very familiar voice. We've got Bob Ike in Las Vegas. He's checking out some of the basketball action. So we called in the veteran over here, the former national correspondent of Daily Racing Form and the longtime host of Thoroughbred LA, Jay Pribben. And, Jay, it's been a while. How you doing?
I'm good, John. Good to be here in the Lindo Loft. Aging veteran, I think, is what you meant to say, though.
Well, I didn't want to say grizzled.
Grizzled. Grizzled, aging veteran.
Well, there's a lot that would happen last week. Let's catch up everything before we move forward to this weekend's racing. And first of all, we saw a new Grade 1 winner in the Beholder Mile last Saturday at Santa Anita.
Yeah, and that was Sweet Azteca. I know Michael McCarthy's been extremely high on this filly. He was actually shocked she got beaten in the stake that she ran in earlier in the meet when she just didn't fire that day. But she's come back since then with a couple of big performances, and on the stretch out last week in the Beholder Mile, I mean, she was really good. She beat a top mare in Adair Manor, so that was a nice win for her. And I would think you'd see her go on to races out of town coming up. There's a 7/8 race at Churchill Downs on Derby weekend, the Derby City Distaff. I think that's where they're going to send her next.
I think that distance might hit her right between the eyes. I mean, I thought maybe that mile was right around her limits, so I think that's probably a good decision there. And congratulations to Michael McCarthy. I mean, stretching out and hitting a Grade One right off the bat, that's pretty
and
good
only
stuff.
The fourth career start, too.
Yeah.
So, well, pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, last Saturday was the big day for Tampa Bay Downs. The Tampa Bay Derby was the big event of the day, and everything was going swimmingly until they got to the Tampa Bay Derby, when all of a sudden players around the country couldn't play. There was about a 40-minute delay with the horses walking around the receiving barn getting ready to go in the paddock. And finally, Tampa Bay had to run the race as a non-wagering race. And, you know, what happened, Jay?
Well, it depends on who you're talking to and who you ask. I mean, there was the original note from parties involved with the, and this is the press release that was put out, said there was an outage suffered, involved multiple network providers and impacted businesses beyond the racing industry. This was something that was put out by the first executive team. There's no actual person assigned to this statement. That was put out on Sunday, the day after. The thing that was, I thought, disappointing about this release from them was that there was no apology anywhere in here. Just say we're sorry. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
But that to me was a disappointing flub. And then, but then yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago now, Tampa Bay put out what they said was sort of an update to everything regarding the outage between Amtote International and Roberts Communications. They said that there had been a third-party provider that was involved, and that neither Amtote nor Roberts should be blamed for this, that a third party was responsible for it. In their press releases, they have not named the third party involved. To me, John, if you hire a contractor to do work on your house and the subcontractor messes up, the contractor is still responsible.
Right.
So, yeah, technically maybe it wasn't under their purview, but it's your customers through you, so you need to take some responsibility. But here's the thing that I really objected to with what Tampa Bay put out the other day. They said that many bettors have questioned, this is their wording in their press release, many bettors have questioned why winning tickets purchased earlier Saturday on the Tampa Bay Derby could not be cashed. Well, that's not what they've questioned. Obviously, the Tampa Bay Derby could not be run itself as a betting race because of when the outage happened. I think most people, the majority of people, would reasonably understand that you can't consider just the early bets put in on the Tampa Bay Derby as the pool, that because there was an outage leading up to the race. But the thing that people questioned and that was not addressed in here to me in an honest manner was why the sequential wagers, the pick ends that landed on the Tampa Bay Derby, were not still honored. According to the press release put out by Tampa Bay Downs, and this is, they said that the decision to pay off multi-race wagers such as pick threes, pick fours, daily doubles, it stipulated all in the winners of race 11, which was the Tampa Bay Derby, and 12, which was the canceled race, is in accordance with Florida parimutuel statutes. But here's the important thing to me. It says, which are similar, not exact, similar to nationwide standard rules whereby, quote, no contest or no race designations dictate rewarding all runners as the winners. The Tampa Bay Derby was not a no contest. It wasn't like the race was run and a horse went down and eight other horses fell over him and they had to just say, this is a no contest. It was run. Points were rewarded. The purse was distributed. To me, there's zero excuse why the pick three, pick four, pick five, whatever landed on that race should have been honored, because those bets were put in and the pools on those bets were closed well before the outage happened. That was set. There was no other opportunity. People were denied to be in those pools because of the outage. So to me, there hasn't been an honest recollection or accounting of how this has gone down. And we're now a week since it all happened. So it's just, I think if you just deal with your customers in an honest way, people will believe you. But when you kind of come with these mealy-mouthed ways around things and you raise red herrings, like people questioned why the Tampa Bay Derby bets could not be cashed. Nobody questioned that. They questioned why the pick N wagers were not honored, and they were right to question why the pick N wagers weren't answered. So those are my issues with what went on last week and how it's been handled since.
Right.
Especially the lack of an apology. Like, just say we're sorry. Even if you don't think it's your fault. Yeah. And editor's note, it kind of is.
Well, things happen in this business, and a lot of it's out of your control.
Right.
But it's how you handle it, how you treat the customers. We don't want anybody else to have a bad taste in their mouth when they're experiencing this game. And most of all, I feel bad for Tampa Bay Downs.
Right.
It's their one signature event of the whole year. They do a good job of putting on a show there, and the people enjoy going there. And, you know, they didn't have the information to tell their public there, and they're walking out of the track, couldn't cash the tickets. They didn't know what was going on. So, again, you know, they've been damaged by this. I hope everything gets made right. And, again, don't blame Tampa, because this wasn't on them.
No, that the outage wasn't on them, but the way they've handled it, I thought the press release that Tampa put out the other day was poor.
Okay.
It wasn't an honest accounting of what went down.
Yeah.
And the red herring that they raised regarding, you know, people were questioning why the Tampa Bay Derby bets didn't count. Nobody's questioning that.
Yeah.
It's the pick end stuff they're questioning, and rightly so.
Exactly. Well, let's get on to some stuff that's going on this weekend. There really isn't any Derby qualifying points this weekend, any races that have the qualifying points, but an Eclipse Award will be awarded this weekend, and that's in the National Horse Players Championship. There are 600 players with a total of 753 entries vying for the money, $800,000 to the winner at the Horseshoe in Las Vegas. And we have a leader after the first day, and it's a retired accountant from New Jersey.
In his first tournament.
It's pretty cool.
Very, very cool. A guy I'm pretty friendly with, Marshall Graham, is in second place. He's only, I think, like 70 cents behind him in second, and he was sitting with one of my best friends yesterday, Dick Girardi. I got to tell you a funny story about Dick Girardi. He, for like 20 years, has been the radio color commentator for Penn State basketball. Well, Penn State was in, like all these teams are, was in the tournament in Minneapolis this week, and, you know, he needed to be in Las Vegas by Friday morning. So Penn State plays on Wednesday. Dick's got a flight scheduled for Thursday morning in case they lose. Well, they win Wednesday. Now they're playing on Thursday. If they win, it means they're going to play on Friday. Dick's not going to be in the NHC if they win on Thursday.
You have to be there to play.
You got to be there in person. He's got another flight scheduled for Friday morning in case they lose. Now the second game Thursday night. Game goes down to the wire. They're playing Indiana. Indiana's up by two with like 5 seconds to go. Penn State comes down. Guy takes a shot, a three-point shot for the win. Misses. Penn State loses. 7 a.m. Minneapolis time yesterday morning. Dick's on a nonstop from Minneapolis to Las Vegas to make it in time to play in the tournament. If Penn State wins that game, he's not in it.
And how's he doing in the tournament?
He's like in 170th place or so after the first day. He had one good winner. He had a couple of tough beats with big prices.
Right. So after today's events, there are 8 mandatory races and 12 that you can choose. Amongst all the rest of the schedules yourselves. After today's events, they will cut that field down. The top 10%, which would be about 77
players.
Yeah. So that's what he's got to get into to get, and those top 77 will all cash, and they'll keep going into tomorrow. So
right.
We'll root for Dick Girardi, and hope the jet lag doesn't kick in at the eighth hole. But the leader is a gentleman named T.J. Sande. He had $164.90 out of there was a total of 16 $2 win place wagers yesterday. So that's $64 wagered, $164 back. That's a pretty darn good day. So good luck to there. And you know what? Let's get a shout out the leading female handicapper, Christy Moore, is in 10th place. So there's a woman in the top 10. And Linda Rodriguez, who plays a lot of tournaments out here.
She's like, what, 12th?
12th.
Yeah.
So the ladies are being well represented out there at the NHC. So good luck to all those guys as they step out today.
And gals.
Yes. Let's we'll monitor that and see how that goes. As far as other things, how about the George Wolf Award winner? I know this is a guy that you like.
Yeah, and this is a neat thing that Santa Anita and the Jockeys Guild have done for years now. And I just think it's one of the really great traditions that Santa Anita has continued. Junior Alvarado was announced the other day as the winner of this year's George Wolf Memorial Jockey Award. He's a deserving winner. He and his wife do a lot of charitable work on and off the track. And I just think, if for nothing else, the way the whole team around Cody's Wish handled everything with Cody Dorman over the last couple of years, and you know, Junior Alvarado was a major part of that as well in terms of the way they welcomed that family and did everything with them and honored, you know, what Cody was all about, right through winning the Breeders' Cup dirt mile for the second straight year. And then, as we know, the unfortunate passing of Cody Dorman the very next day. But, you know, Junior Alvarado was a major part of that. He's done a lot of great work on and off the track, as recently as just winning the Dubai
the Saudi Cup.
I mean, yeah. With Senor Buscador just a couple of weeks ago. So they haven't announced a specific date as to when he'll be out here to get the award, and that's not uncommon. They just try and work it out with the jockey as to when he thinks he'll be able to get away, because he's based back east.
But right.
It's a great ceremony. It's one of the really, really great traditions that Santa Anita has, and I will hope to be able to be there for when they have it, because I love it. I just think it's a
very
great
prestigious
thing.
Award. It's voted on by his peers. So, again, I think this means an awful lot to these guys.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a body of work kind of thing.
Yes.
So
you're right. And I think it means a lot when you win an award voted on by your peers.
I agree, 100%.
Yeah.
We have an update as far as the Maryland Racing Circuit.
Sort of. The First Racing has been working with the state to basically hand off Maryland Racing, but with First Racing, I believe their end is to keep the Preakness as something that they would still run and glean the profits from. They haven't finalized everything yet, but apparently there was a report the other day by the Baltimore Banner, which is a pretty reputable news publication in the Baltimore area, that this is going through. Santa Anita, or I should say the Stronach Group and First Racing, put out a statement that was kind of like, this is my words, not theirs, but it was kind of like, yeah, this is happening, but it's not, you know, the I's aren't dotted and the T's aren't crossed yet. So hopefully it's on its way towards the finish line, but it sounds like it's not quite across the finish line just yet.
What it sounds like, at least it sounds like there's an agreement that's been reached. So I think the terms of what they're going to do, where they're basically going to deed Pimlico over to Maryland Racing, who will run it everything, and then
they're going to refurbish the track.
Right, and that way they can get the funds to start getting that going, and, we'll see. The Preakness will be run at Laurel, is it 2020?
For a couple, 1 or 2 years, they're going to have to run it there. And then I think the eventuality, though, is that Laurel's going to go away and all the racing will be at Pimlico.
Right. So, again, we're moving forward.
But they're moving along. Hopefully, I mean, this has been something that's been in the works for a few years.
Right.
Hopefully now they're going to get it across the finish line.
Exactly. So there is progress there. Let's talk about a little bit about what's happening today. There are two stakes today at Santa Anita. Third race is the Pasadena Stakes, and the eighth race today is the Grade 3 San Carlos Stakes, and our 2023 Calbred of the Year is back in action today.
Recently announced as the Calbred of the Year. Yeah, I mean, the Chosen Front, John, he to me is my favorite horse racing in California right now. He's just such a cool horse to watch. He fires every time. He goes back and forth between open company and the Calbred races. Today's in an open race. It's interesting that he drew the rail, because to me, John, you know, the only other horse who I think is good enough to potentially beat him is right next to him, and that's Elwood Blues. And it'll be interesting to see what the strategy is early on. You know, if Elwood Blues were to outbreak the Chosen Vron, would he try and just put some pressure on him? Is the Chosen Vron outbreaks him, does he just go and not worry about it? To me, that's going to be the sort of cat-and-mouse part of it the early part of it. I mean, to me, the only way you can beat the Chosen Vron is if you can somehow make life uncomfortable for him. And even with that, he's probably good enough to overcome it anyway, because he's just such a pro. He's got such a nose for the wire.
Well, if he finds a way to look you in the eye, you're in trouble.
You're dead.
You're in trouble, yes. He is absolutely one of my favorites. So well managed by trainer Eric Kruljack. The job that they've done, he's a co-breeder of the horse. And congratulations, first of all, on being named the Calbred of the Year this past Tuesday at the CTBA Awards. But again, from the rail, I just love to watch him run, because I know you – even if he loses, he's going to give you 120%.
Oh, yeah.
And horses like that, that's what I grew up and became a fan of, horses like that. And you see how he's done, and he's done this for an extended period of time, which is even better yet. So if you're a fan of horse racing, even if you're new to horse racing, go to Santa Anita today and watch a real pro in the Chosen Vron in the San Carlos
Stakes. He is really cool. He's going to be a heavy favorite, though. So I know that's not quite your kind of price. So what do you like for a radio play, my friend?
I tell you what, for a radio play, I'm going to go to the ninth and final today at Santa Anita. I like the way Lahaina Flavor, number 7, perked up, dropping to the same starter allowance condition he faces today. He had a rider switch last time to Umberto Rispoli. No pace to chase, and he rallied right into them to run a close third. He broke his maiden at the mile, so the shorter trip doesn't bother me. If there's any pace in this race to help him out, I think he gets the job done here. So 4-1 on the program, number 7, Lahaina Flavor, race number 9 today at Santa Anita. And if you're out in Las Vegas, not only will you see Bob Ike at the hot dog cart at the South Point, he'll also have some basketball tickets in there, and I'm sure he'll have some horses down too. So if you want to get out to the South Point during all this time, you remember Dodgers and Padres at 4 a.m. on Wednesday.
Oh,
so if you've got nothing better to do, you can hop in a car and get out there for the early morning of the Korean baseball. But 866-780-7223, that'll talk to Steve Johnson. He'll set you up out there at the South Point Hotel. Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll check in with Bruce Finkelstein. He's going to talk about the other stakes today at Santa Anita, the Pasadena. And we'll also talk to Toby Callett about another recent passing. Unfortunately, it's been a string of these type of things in the last couple of months. But we'll talk to both of those guys when we come back here on Thoroughbred LA, here on AM 830 KLAA, home of Angels Baseball, and on the Angels Radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we have a great weekend of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today brings us the Grade 3 San Carlos Stakes presented by FanDuel TV, which includes Grade 1 willing millionaire, The Chosen Vron, who is seeking his 16th lifetime win. Sunday is highlighted by the $100,000 Irish O'Brien Stakes. First post each day will be 1 p.m. with gates opening at 11 a.m. On both Saturday and Sunday, we will be celebrating St. Patrick's Day weekend with our $30,000 Pot of Gold promotion, where first reward members can select one envelope from the $30,000 Pot of Gold with prizes ranging from a minimum of $5, and one lucky fan can take home the grand prize of $5,000. On Sunday, we will host a special jockey signing and print giveaway, with the first 1,000 fans in attendance receiving a free Santa Anita Jockey Colony print with paid admission. Jockeys will be on hand to sign those prints from 11:30 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. in the East Paddock Garden. It's all right here at the Great Race Place, Santa Anita Park.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice. Voices sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo with our special guest host today, Mr. Jay Pribman. And Jay, you have a word here from Daily Racing Form.
I do. I used to work for them.
For a little while.
Retired. Yeah, for a couple of years. Bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Racing Form All Access Pass performances. With one best-in-class product, you can now get all three PP formats, including DRF Classic, Formulator, and Timeform US. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to DRF.com to try them out today. Also, John, we should mention that there was an issue with the printing of the Daily Racing Form PPs for tonight's races at Los Alamitos. And so if you go to DRF.com, there will be free digital PPs for tonight's card at Los Alamitos. So make sure you go ahead and check that out if you're going to be playing tonight at Los Alamitos.
Excellent.
Yeah, you can get all that. All the tonight's PPs for Los Al are free online.
Great way to check it out. Go to the website, load it up for free, and hopefully we're hot and we can run into the night there. So, and we'll have a pick from Michael Rona down there too, so you can double up on that. Let's go ahead and bring in our next guest, and that's Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Bruce covers Northern and Southern California and looks around the country as well. But, Bruce, we're going to stay in Southern California today, and one of the things I wanted to ask you was about the other stakes race today, and that's the Pasadena Stakes. It goes early on the card, the third race. Not a big field today, but it's a good field. Field of five and headed up by Stay Hot, coming off a win in the Baffle Stakes down the hill. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jay. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, hey, good talking to you, Bruce.
Sounds good. It's a small field, and, you know, first off, I think the pace is the angle that I think is the strongest angle on my top choice here. There is none, except for one runner, perhaps, here. And in this race, I think Island Cruiser used a little different tactics. Hector Berrios kind of gave him a little bit of a shove last time out. He hadn't shown a ton of speed in the first two sprints. He made the lead, but he was controlled speed. He wasn't a horse that went out there and sizzled. And he relaxed well on the front end. It was a totally professional effort on his part. Wasn't anything super eye-catching, but here's the deal. Going a mile, he's not running against sprinters here today. He's running against a bunch of horses that like to come from way out of it. So I think this is a good spot for a minor upset with Island Cruiser. Stay Hot, I'm a big fan of Stay Hot, but race shape could really make him vulnerable here. He is a deep closer in a race where there's no speed. I would say the other horse in here might be Lord Bullington, who won on opening week here in the Eddie Logan Stakes. He's got a little more speed than Stay Hot, and I think he could lay relatively close to Island Cruiser. So I think this is going to be a tactically run race, and I think the horses with a little more early gas may have the advantage. So I'm going Island Cruiser, the 5, with the 4, Lord Bullingdon.
So that's Island Cruiser, number 5. Race number 3 is Santa Anita, the Pasadena Stakes. Jay, what do you have for Mr. Finkelstein?
I'm a greedy one, John. I want to know, Bruce, who do you like at Golden Gate today?
You know, I love to give you guys the Golden Hour picks, but I like something to build the bankroll for the Golden Hour. How's that? Let's go to the 4th race, Jay, and it's a boring pick, I'll be honest with you. It's a 5-2 shot in a 6-horse race, but I really like the way Kiki Crazy has been going of late. She won on the front end, second race off a long layoff at a mile, going some relatively slow fractions. I'll tell you what, I was really skeptical off of that front-running mile win as she shortened up in distance. I thought she ran great. She had a fast tempo up front. Instead of being up front, she was mid-pack. She made a move 4 wide. The winner just saved all the ground. They ran as a team down the lane. I think had she had the trip of the winner, she's in the winner's circle here. Here's the thing about today's race. Again, talking about pace, there's very little in here. I think Kiki Crazy could be right on or near the lead. She's never been better. So in race 4, let's go with the second favorite on the program, the 2, Kiki Crazy at 5-2.
So that's number 2, Kiki Crazy, 5-2, race 4 at Golden Gate. And as usual, Bruce, we're going to ask you for your radio play today at Santa Anita.
Okay, so, John, my apologies to you on this one because I'm going to go to the same race you went to. I think for maybe some of the same reasons. And these are two horses that ran close to each other. You went with Lahaina Flavor. Out of the same race, I like the 10, Smooth Salute. He was a breakthrough winner. He really was kind of disappointing, but he broke through on January 20th with a career-best race. He looked super winning that race. He then went a mile and an eighth against types like this, and the tempo and the distance got to him that day. If you watch the video, they were crawling up front. The winner was the front runner, Mega Moon. Take a look at Smooth Salute and Giovanni Franco, though. He moved early, 3 wide. Perhaps maybe that's where he got beat. He had to move early because the pace was so slow. And I thought he kept to his task very well to hang in there and run second. Now, cutting back to a winning distance, there's not a lot of speed in here, but I think it'll be quicker than what he just ran against going a mile and an eighth. So with my apologies, John, you have a horse that was right behind him in Lahaina Flavor. Maybe we can put these two together. I like the 10, Smooth Salute, in the 9th race at 5-1 on the morning line.
That's number 10, Smooth Salute, 5-1 on the program, race number 9 at Santa Anita. And, Bruce, you're right, there is Exacta wagering there, so we're going to be just fine. So I'm not worried about that. What else do you have today available at betonbruce.com?
We have the full card analysis, Santa Anita, last 6 at Gulfstream Park. Also, best bets at Golden Gate, which includes the Golden Hour play. So the last 2 races are part of that best bet sequence. And we also have best bets at Santa Anita. Also, audio is included in the full card at both Santa Anita and on the best bets.
Sounds good, Bruce. We'll let you get going. Best of luck today. And I hope you run second, but that's just my own personal reason. So either way, if you run second and my horse wins or the other way around, I'm going to cash an Exacta box.
Yeah,
so best of luck today.
That wouldn't hurt my feelings. We're good. We're good.
Okay. Good luck today, Bruce.
Good luck, Bruce.
All right, Jay, let's head down to South Florida and check in with our friend Toby Caledon. And Toby, we got word earlier this week, the passing of a gentleman that I know you knew pretty well. Walter Blum, the Hall of Fame jockey, passed away this year, age of 89. After he was done riding and he rode around the country, he settled in South Florida as a steward. So I'm sure you had some interactions with Mr. Blum.
Well, lots of interactions. We became pretty good friends. If you took the if the over-under was 100 rounds of golf together and you took the over, you could mortgage your house 17 times. Spent a lot of good time together. I sent you a picture earlier this week of him in the winner's circle with Bold Knees, and I just forwarded it to Jay as well. And the interesting thing about that picture is that he and the woman he was with at that time, and Kathy and I, we went out, you know, to eat a lot. And one day we were at his house, and this picture that you see, it was in bad shape. But he proudly proclaimed not only was he the only person still alive that was in that picture, but it was of how good a horse Bold Nesian was. And I pointed out to him he was the last good prominent son of Bold Ruler, before a big red horse came along and swept the Triple Crown in 1973. We don't even have to say his name unless you want to. Anyhow, that being said, the picture, you know, as I say, was in disrepair. Unbeknownst to me, we had just moved in our new home, and when the housewarming present, they were at a housewarming party, and I opened up this package, and it's a restored picture, a copy of that Boldmesian picture, which, again, you've seen now. And Kathy got the original restored to where it was pristine, and it made for a really, really fun night. But, you know, they talk about all the horses that, that Walter rode and, you know, and so on and so forth. But the one that he had the best stories about was Mr. Prospector. He mentioned if you weren't tied on, he could leave you behind in the gate. And you know what Mr. Prospector had gone on to do, siring horses like 49er, Society Pegasus. But he sired horses that were, he was a sprinter, but I think he was limited because of the physical issues that he had. His conformation wasn't perfect, but he sired horses, you know, they could run 5 furlongs, they could run 15 furlongs. So there's no problem with that, which is pretty good stuff. The best story that's non-horse related, though, was Walter would like to have a little something to drink from time to time. And we went over to Naples, Florida to play golf one day. One of your guys, Chief Newman, was supposed to go, but he broke his foot a few days earlier. And we had Chris DiCarlo, the young rider at that time, go with us. And we played the front nine, and it rained like crazy. And so, of course, we decided we're done. I go take a shower. I brought clothes. Walter hadn't. And he's sitting, when I come out of the shower, he's sitting in the grill room. He's got a martini that looks like a milkshake. It's so big. So there's a big outlet mall nearby, and I said, on the way home, I want to go buy a couple of belts at this specialty store. And Walter sees in the Johnson & Murphy store, he sees these golf shoes. He buys them. It turns out they've got steel spikes in them. You can't use them. And we get the spikes changed. It turns out they're women's shoes. Of course, I busted his chops about that forever. But we went back over because the weather cleared up, and he shot 37 on the back nine. He could barely stand up. And I saw it with my own eyes. I signed the scorecard. It's an absolute fact. So he not only was a great rider, but he was a very good golfer and a great guy. I'm very proud to say that we were good friends. And as I sent condolences to his son, I told him I loved him then and I love him always. And that's where we'll leave it, boys.
That's pretty good stuff. It sounds like a real character. Another Damon Runyon character, unfortunately, has left the game.
Well, he really wasn't Damon. It's funny that you say that. I mean, he lost the vision in one eye with a childhood accident, John. So he basically rode one eye. He grew up in Brooklyn, not exactly where you would expect, you know, a jockey to come from. And, you know, he and Art Sherman, they came from the same area. I don't think they knew each other as youngsters, but they knew each other as riders and stayed friends for years. And in fact, I was in their company when California Chrome ran in the Pegasus, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago now. Walter came to the barn one morning and they were just yucking it up and sharing laughs for a long time. You know, they knew each other pretty well. And so I'm sure this hit Art pretty hard as well. Oh. So that's my last memory of really seeing Walter Blum Sr. in person.
Great stories about Walter Blum. God, that's excellent. Well, let's get back to the – oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Toby.
One last thing I wanted to point out. You know, you guys had the pleasure of watching Pat Valenzuela and David Flores, you know, great speed riders out west. Walter Blum was without a doubt out this way, and, of course, then when he went to California, he was the forerunner for guys really – really being able to, quote-unquote, make speed. He was a tremendous speed rider. I don't know, aside from the fact, you know, I watched him ride at the tail end of his career, so long before we were friends. It was amazing the things that he could do to keep horses going. And last tidbit. Okay. You want a winner, don't you?
We do. Give us something today at Gulfstream Park.
I'm going to try, John. In the eighth race today, I like the sixth. His name is Citizen K. Bobby Devona just claimed this one. Luis Saez takes the call. I think he'll get a good trip in here. Behind him, we're looking at the three, Desolator, the five, Mr. Crowley, and the eight, the Thrill of Victory. 6, 3, 5, 8. today, mate, for the preview of Michael Rona coming up later.
That's fantastic. That's number six, Citizen K, in the eighth race today at Gulfstream Park. Let me check the morning line on him. Citizen K is 2-1, and you can get all the candy with the six over the 3, 5, and 8. For Toby, you can get all of Toby's selections at TobyCallett.com. Toby, thanks for the memories about Mr. Blum there, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks for the opportunity to share him, John, and Jake as well.
All right, let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we're going to touch base with John Harduna of the Rags and Sheets, get an update on what's happening at Aqueduct. And he's going to look at a race for us at Oaklawn, too. So you're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on the home of Angels Baseball, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Attention, California horse players. It's time to saddle up for action with DKHorse.com. Provided by DraftKings, DKHorse.com is a great way to watch and wager on racing throughout the country and around the world. And here's an offer you just can't beat. Go to DKHorse.com, sign up using the code HORSE, and get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. It's easy, it's fast, and DKHorse.com offers a complete menu of tracks to choose from, plus the latest handicapping products and key tools like race replays, pedigree information, and betting guides to help make you a winner. Join the DraftKings family with DKHorse.com and watch and wager on the DK Horse app starting today. Remember, use the code HORSE when you sign up, and you're a guaranteed winner before the gates open. Welcome to the DraftKings family. Welcome to DKHorse.com.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at BetOnBruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Get an early start and win your way into the 2025 National Horse Player Championship. The Wager to Win Handicapping Contest at the Treasure Island Hotel Casino in Las Vegas, April 20th and 21st, offers the top two finisher spots for the 2025 National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. And winners will also receive up to 4 nights complimentary accommodations and round-trip airfare. Players will also share in cash prizes of up to $180,000. Entry fee is $500, and space is limited to just 60 players, so sign up now. You must be an NHC Tour member to qualify. Memberships are available at NTRA.com. For more information, call 800-944-3777. Special room rates during the tournament are available at Treasure Island, so make plans now to come out and win your way to the National Horse Player Championship.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Jay Priven and I kind of eyeballing the Hall of Fame signing, autograph signings at Oaklawn Park today. And some pretty awesome names down there, Jay.
It really is. From the camera angle that we've got, you can see Steve Asmussen. It looks like Bill Boland, who's 90 years old, former Hall of Fame jockey. Steve Cawthon's there, Ramon Dominguez, Julie Crone. So pretty neat thing that they're doing down there today.
Absolutely. That's a great tradition that they do down at Oaklawn. Well, listen, before we talk to our next guest, John Hardew, wanted to mention one of our sponsors, and that's a DK Horse. It's an application that is an ADW company out here that's now accepting California residents. You can go to the DKHorse.com or the DK Horse app. Download that, get set to go, and they've got a special offer for our listeners. If you use the code HORSE, H-O-R-S-E, when you sign up, they'll give you a 100% bonus. You deposit $250, you play it through a couple of times, they'll give you another $250. So that's a great promotion from DK Horse. Jay, let's bring in our next guest and head out to New York and talk to John Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. John, good morning. How you doing?
Good, John. How are you? Jay, great to hear your voice.
You as well, John. Congratulations, by the way, on that stake win you had at Tampa last week with Joe.
Yeah, he made a heck of a claim for $35,000.
Right?
It's pretty sharp. It's unbelievable. By the way, when that horse won in the gate, he was 8-1. He paid 7-2, so you figure it out.
You bet too much.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. The CAW will destroy this game.
Well, John, one horse that we won't see for a little while now, you know, we've talked about how talented Nisos is, that the Bob Baffert trainee. Obviously, he wasn't going to the Kentucky Derby this year. Baffert is still not allowed to run horses at Churchill Downs, but he was a late scratch the morning of the San Felipe Stakes, and it turns out now that we got word this week that he's going to be out of training for about 30 days.
It's a shame. You know, maybe it had to do with all the rain they had in California, so that may have messed up his training regimen. Who knows? But unfortunately, a lot of these horses get hurt, especially when they're young, and you have to take your time and be patient with them. I guess they're going to try to point to the Preakness, but I would assume you'll probably see him maybe in the summer in the Haskell or maybe the Travers and probably the Pennsylvania Derby after that. I don't think they're going to rush with him. He's by far the fastest horse on the sheets for the younger horses.
And, John, just wondering, you know, looking at the cards today, I thought Aqueduct came up awful light. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, there are no horses. It's terrible. I mean, could you imagine an eight-race card in New York on a Saturday and then tomorrow the same thing, another eight-race card? It's unheard of, but horse population is down, and between Heisa and the fact that you can't train over Aqueduct, they only run over it. They train at Belmont, and they have to ship in the morning. You know, it just hurts. It really hurts here. I mean, people are shipping out and running in other places, so that's not good. The only good news is that there is a $75,000 pick six carryover, so that keeps some interest.
Jay, what do you have for John Hardoon?
Well, I'd love to get a play from you, John, but maybe before that, I know you always take a look at Oaklawn each day. Want to give us a little preview of the Whitmore down there, named for a popular Eclipse Award-winning sprinter?
Yeah, what a terrific horse he was. Unfortunately, Jay, it's down to a five-horse field. You have a couple of late scratches in there, the five Ninja Warrior, the seven Palin, both coming out. Tejano Twist loves that track. I think he's got four wins there. You know, not much speed to set things up for him, so he's going to be the short price horse in there. He's the most likely winner, but again, not much value. Maybe a good race to watch instead of betting on.
All right, give us something we can bet on then.
Okay, let's look at the eighth race at Oaklawn, the race before that. I was going to actually go to the last race at Santa Anita, but Bob and, John and Bruce both took care of it, so I'm going to pull an audible here and look at the eighth race at Oaklawn, and I like the number six horse in here, Sithenic. This is a three-year-old filly from the Brett Crichton barn, and this train is doing terrific. He's 4-16 at the meet. Ramon Vasquez is aboard to ride, and she's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. Two races as a two-year-old. Either one of those races good enough to get the job done here. Goes back on Lasix today. I like number six, Sithenic, I guess, to upset and win today's eighth race out at Oaklawn.
That's the eighth race at Oaklawn Park today, number six, Sithenic, and that's an 8-1 program. That works, John. And I tell you what do you have available today at the Rags and Sheets and johnhardoon.com?
We have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Oaklawn, and, of course, Santa Anita. Radio play number two will come in Aqueduct's fifth race, part of the the pick six. And I have a single for you in here, and it's not the 6-5 morning line favorite. I like the number two horse, South Street. The five-year-old gelding, who was claimed out of his last start by trainer David Jacobs, and Isaac Castillo takes the mount. 4-1 on the morning line. Number 2, South Street, wins today's fifth race out at Aqueduct.
So there's a play at Aqueduct for our listeners. Fifth race today, number 2, South Street, 4-1 on the program for John. John, thanks so much for doing the work. We'll talk to you next weekend, and let's cash some more tickets. You've been on a roll.
Okay, guys, stay safe and be well. And again, Jay, stop by more often.
Thanks, my friend.
That was John Hardoon from the Ragas and Chiefs. Before we go to our break, I want to remind everybody, Bob Ike, Bob Mazursky both have this Saturday today off, but both of their guys have their selections available at todaysracingdigest.com. So if you want to get selections from Bob Ike or Bob Mazursky, todaysracingdigest.com is the location. Let's go ahead and take our final break. When we come back, let's catch up with what's going on tonight at Los Alamitos, including a pick six carryover. We'll bring in Michael Rona, and he'll give us a play down at Los Al tonight. So you're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on the home of Angels Baseball, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we have a great weekend of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today brings us the Grade 3 San Carlos Stakes presented by FanDuel TV, which includes Grade 1 Willing Millionaire, The Chosen Braun, who is seeking his 16th lifetime win. Sunday is highlighted by the $100,000 Irish O'Brien Stakes. First post each day will be 1 p.m. with gates opening at 11 a.m. On both Saturday and Sunday, we will be celebrating St. Patrick's Day weekend with our $30,000 Pot of Gold promotion, where first reward members can select one envelope from the $30,000 Pot of Gold with prizes ranging from a minimum of $5, and one lucky fan can take home the grand prize of $5,000. On Sunday, we will host a special jockey signing and print giveaway, with the first 1,000 fans in attendance receiving a free Santa Anita Jockey Colony print with paid admission. Jockeys will be on hand to sign those prints from 11:30 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. in the East Paddock Garden. It's all right here at the Great Race Place, Santa Anita Park.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Attention, California horse players. It's time to saddle up for action with DKHorse.com. Provided by DraftKings, DKHorse.com is a great way to watch and wager on racing throughout the country and around the world. And here's an offer you just can't beat. Go to DKHorse.com, sign up using the code HORSE, and get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. It's easy, it's fast, and DKHorse.com offers a complete menu of tracks to choose from, plus the latest handicapping products and key tools like race replays, pedigree information, and betting guides to help make you a winner. Join the DraftKings family with DKHorse.com and watch and wager on the DK Horse app starting today. Remember, use the code HORSE when you sign up, and you're a guaranteed winner before the gates open. Welcome to the DraftKings family. Welcome to DKHorse.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Put the message in the box.
Hey, welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Jay Pribman. Want to remind everybody that the Jockey Colony poster that was postponed from last weekend is tomorrow at Santa Anita, and there'll also be a autograph session in the East Paddock Gardens from 11:30 to 12:15 tomorrow. That's Sunday at Santa Anita, so you can pick up your poster and get it autographed tomorrow. Jay, if the listeners want to get out and they can't get to Santa Anita today, let's give them a couple of options of where they can play.
Well, if you're in the Pomona area, Derby Room at Fairplex is absolutely the place to go. It's Bob Ike's favorite spot, as you all know. It's open for satellite wagering, and the staff at the Derby Room is waiting to serve you. If you're closer to where we are, how about the OC Tavern in San Clemente at 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente? It's freeway close. I mean, it couldn't be easier to get to the OC Tavern. So a couple of great choices if you can't get to the live racing.
Well, let's talk about some live racing tonight, and that's going to be at Los Alamitos. And let's bring in our buddy, Mr. Michael Rono, the track announcer down at Los Alamitos. And, Michael, you guys have a pick six carryover tonight due to a lot of strange circumstances last Sunday at Los Alamitos. Good morning.
Good morning to you, John. G'day, Jay.
Yeah, there
was
Michael.
Actually a race cancelled last Sunday night due to scratches. It was just a perfect storm that rendered race six a cancelled product. And as a result, they transferred the pick six carryover from last Sunday to tonight's program. So there is a $10,000 pick six carryover sitting there quite appealingly for tonight's nine race card.
And we mentioned to the listeners, Michael, that because there was a snafu as far as getting the PPs in the hard copies of Daily Racing Form, if you go to DRF.com, the digital past performances are available for Los Alamitos tonight for free. So you can pick them up anytime today and get your handicapping done and be ready to go for Los Alamitos tonight. So that was a nice kicker there from Daily Racing Form.
Yes, we greatly appreciate DRF.com coming with that offer of the free digital PPs for tonight's card.
And Michael, they'll have supplements available for those who are on track too, right? Printed supplements?
Yes, supplements were being dispatched overnight, so that's another option. So we've got all bases covered eventually.
Well, making the best of the situation. Michael, we'll get a play from you for tonight in a moment, but give us a sneak peek of the Moonist before we do that.
Yes, certainly, Jay. That's tomorrow night's feature race at 400 yards for three-year-olds and up. It's a race that honors one of the greats who just was so good over so many seasons for Ron and Gerald Hartley. And Ron has passed away, but Gerald owns the morning line favorite for the race. He's Chickless,
number three.
It would be a very fitting and appropriate victory for He's Chickless if he could capture the Moonist Stakes wearing the Moonist silks for Gerald Hartley. And you won't believe this, but he actually won the Moonist Award for 2023. That's an annual award given out at the awards banquet. It's an award for horses performing at a high level across the whole year. And He's Chickless made 12 starts. It evokes the spirit of Moonist, who was such a hardy, tough campaigner. And so He's Chickless not only won the Moonist Award for 2023 for Gerald Hartley, but is the favorite for the Moonist Stakes on the program tomorrow night.
And, Michael, what time do we get started tonight and tomorrow night, and who do you like for a play tonight?
It's the same first post both nights, 6:10. Tonight, in the second last race, which is a maiden at 350 yards for three-year-olds and up, I'm attracted to a horse at 6-1 on Ed Burghardt's morning line named Strangely. It's number three. She's only run once, almost 18 months ago. She's been off the scene a long time. She's beautifully bred and theoretically could have just gone straight to a career as a broodmare. I think they must feel like there's something here with Strangely. Ability-wise on the track, I've watched her gait works, and I like the look of them. I think that she's spotted here very nicely for a trainer who brought a horse off a 22-month layoff to win just a couple of months ago for the same owner, Jimmy Glenn Jr. So maybe they're following this same pattern with Strangely. In fact, the pair had a gate work together late last year. So number three, at 6-1 in race 8, Strangely, has a good look in my opinion.
All right, Michael, we'll go with number 3, Strangely, 6-1 on the morning line, race 8 tonight at Los Alamitos. We're basically out of time, so I'm going to let you go and have fun calling those races, and let's see what happens in the pick 6 tonight.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, fellas. Hooroo.
That was Michael Rona. I want to thank all of our guests. Jay, you fire well off a layoff. So
well, thanks.
We'll turn you out, and we'll get you back in soon.
I want to give Jake Rich a shout-out before we go away for the Carl Wallinger tribute he had there on the last bumper. I appreciated that.
I like it. It's subtle but nice.
Yes, very well. Very good.
Stay tuned next for the SoCal Restaurant Show with Andy Harris. Mike Willman will be here 8 to 10 tomorrow morning. Best of luck, everybody, today. Cash some tickets, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Good luck. Mr.